This is You Become What You Think About with Earl Nightingale. Timeless insights on success, personal development, and the power of positive thinking, brought to you by Nightingale Conant.
Thank you. I suppose criminal psychology is one of the world's most interesting subjects, and at times, certainly the most terrifying. There's hardly a day goes by when the paper doesn't report some strange, senseless, twisted crime, but the most interesting of all, because of its sheer waste of talent and time, is the story of the confidence man. For example, there's a really interesting book published in 1955 by J.P. Lippincott Company called Grand Deception, which is a collection of the world's most spectacular and successful hoaxes, impostures, ruses, and frauds, collected and edited by Alexander Klein. And in reading the many dozens of cases, the so-called normal person must shake his head and ask with wonderment, why don't those characters go straight? A lot of them have everything in the world it takes to be a really large success at just about any legitimate business, but because of some mental or emotional quirk in their natures, it's just no fun for them unless they're parting someone from his wallet dishonestly. And the thing that keeps them going is another quirk of human nature that's never changed and was old in the days of ancient Egypt. I guess you'd have to call it the ubiquitous belief that it's possible to get something for nothing. Freeling Foster, in his book Keep Up With the World, tells about the most spectacular. Charles Ponzi, an ignorant Italian, came to this country in 1899 and settled in Boston. For a while, he worked at odd jobs such as dishwashing. But in 1919, he opened an investment business and offered to pay interest of 50% on any sum invested with him for just 90 days. Well, to the few who asked how this was possible, Ponzi claimed he was making a fortune in international postal coupons, buying them in countries where their price was low and selling them in countries where they brought higher prices. But of course, he was lying. He was simply meeting the few demands on him for interest with money from his constantly growing capital. And my golly, how it grew. After kind of a slow start, the money started coming in so fast it became impossible to keep books on it, and his 16 clerks had to work so rapidly that they tossed the money into wastebaskets under the counter. By public demand, Ponzi opened branch offices in 4 states and shortly was taking in such staggering sums each day. Now, on one day, he took in more than $2 million. Not bad, you'll admit, for one day, that he was naturally investigated and exposed. This started a run, and all the people who thought they were getting something for nothing panicked and, of course, lost their shirts. When he was arrested a few days later, it was learned that during his operations of less than 8 months, he had taken from some 50,000 investors about $18 million, half of which was never found or restored. Ponzi served a couple of prison terms and was deported to Italy in 1934, later went to South America, where he eventually died in a hospital charity ward, 1949. But what a terrible waste of everybody's time. He could have founded a legitimate company, and while it would have taken longer, could have eventually left behind him a sound business, friends instead of enemies, and a good name instead of a prison record. Put your money where you know it's safe, where it's guaranteed, and where you earn a good but honest return. In this way, you'll get something for something. I'll be back in 1 minute. If a person would just put the same time and energy into being legitimate, he could keep what he earns, after taxes that is, and sleep like a baby. But as Plato said more than 300 years before Christ, everything that deceives may be said to enchant.
You've been listening to You Become What You Think About with Earl Nightingale, brought to you by Nightingale Conant. Until next time, remember, you become what you think about.